Do you need to be tested for stress? Although it may seem obvious when you feel stressed, Dr. Rajendra Sharma from the Diagnostic Clinic believes there are times when being tested to ascertain your stress levels can be very useful.
It's really a question of whether it's bothering you or not to some degree. And it's that some degree that is really the issue, because some people can express stress well. They're extrovert and have anxieties, worries, and flush it all out. But then there are also those who keep it suppressed. And with the typical British mental attitude, we often do keep things suppressed. And it's when that happens, we have to question some of the studies that have suggested that suppressed stress might actually lead to individual ill health. Now, whether or not these studies are accurate is rather dependent on the eye with which you look at them. A lot of orthodox medical people would say that the studies are too small and therefore, no, come on, stress doesn't really exist to that degree. But there are studies, such as were done in Texas on students at the university over there, where they took 25 and stuck them in a very unpleasant room. Smelt bad, was cold, they fired unpleasant images at them, discordant sounds. And then they took another 25 and put them into a really comfortable environment, have all the foods and things that they wanted, nothing that would overstimulate or understimulate the immune system, but just a really pleasant environment. They took blood samples before and after, and there was a significant shift in the way that the immune system and the white cell measurements, their activity and their numbers, moved, depending on whether the person was content and happy or not. And that was just over a 24-hour period in each environment. So we do know that there is science out there, and the product of psychoneuroimmunology, which is a branch of science that shows that your psychology can affect your neurology, which affects your immunology, shows that we can influence our health, possibly to the degree of developing serious illnesses like cancer, ulcerative colitis, asthma, and other potentially fatal conditions. So it is important to be thinking about and measuring stress. And therefore, we had to look in our integrated way at the Diagnostic Clinic on what we can do to find out what's really going on despite somebody's interpretation of their stress. And also, you have to look at what, in fact, really is a stress to the body and what isn't. A mother of three in a housing estate is going to feel a different sort of stress to the person looking after a portfolio worth £1 billion. But is one better or worse? Is one easier or not? I'm sure neither could particularly or would particularly prefer to swap, although perhaps the lady on the estate wouldn't mind being in another position. We look at adrenal saliva as a better and best measurement of the different ways that you can look at the levels of stress chemicals in the body. Adrenaline comes and goes too quickly, so trying to measure that's quite difficult, although you can do it through the urine. And you can measure a lot of other metabolites or byproducts of stress chemicals and happy chemicals in the urine, but it's quite expensive. So the saliva test seems to be a midpoint. It's accurate to a degree, and it's a more inexpensive way of doing it. We look specifically for cortisol, which is one of the body's longer acting stress chemicals, and something called DHEA, which is a precursor to a lot of the body's hormones, including our calming chemicals. We also are looking through the heart rate variability test, which is a very sensitive ECG machine, which can give us an idea of what's called the autonomic nervous system. This is the part of the nervous system that our body doesn't actually control. It's divided into parasympathetic and sympathetic, and the parasympathetic gives us an idea of long-term effects. It's what controls the slowness and the calmness of the body, putting it very simply. And the sympathetic system is what is responsive to adrenaline and acts as our fight-and-flight mechanism. Now, the heart rate will alter simply by moving from a position of lying to standing, and the way and the speed with which it alters can be measured through this very sensitive machine. So the combination of the heart rate variability and the adrenal saliva will actually tell us about the amount of cortisol and the amount of DHEA, which means the amount of stress chemicals you're producing and the amount of calming chemicals you're producing. It also tells us, through the heart rate variability, whether this has been a long-term or a short-term effect and whether or not you're likely to be able to respond to stresses, therefore giving us an idea of whether you're going to have a breakdown or not. Now, these are very useful factors. It will allow us to a degree to tell us whether or not you're going to get physical issues from the problems, which can lead us on to suggesting that we have a look at how your immune system is functioning. And then, of course, if you are pumping out adrenaline and cortisol at great rates, then you are liable to be creating deficiencies in your system. And if you're going to run into deficiencies, it's going to alter your body metabolism, and that can lead from problems ranging from TAT, tired all the time, through to more tangible complaints such as, say, insomnia, skin issues like eczema or acne, all the way through to irritable bowel syndromes and possibly more serious conditions like diabetes or possibly even cancer, which could arguably be created by deficiencies, because if you don't have enough antioxidants, you don't fight cancers very well. If you don't have enough chromium, you don't control your insulin very well. And if you're using all these up because your stress levels are so high, then all these serious conditions can be a very important part of your health in the long run, all due and down to stress.
That's Dr. Rajendra Sharma from the Diagnostic Clinic.
Interviews from Passion for the Planet.
Copyright Passion for the Planet.
Listen to more interviews online.
Hear health, environment, lifestyle, personal growth and business experts when it suits you. This service is free. Register now at passionfortheplanet.com.
Find out more at passionfortheplanet.com.